到圣诞的时候
，When we think about Christmas，
如果我请大家想到一个字、一个词语关于圣诞的
，If I ask you to think about a word or a phrase concerning Christmas，
不晓得哪一个字会浮现在你的脑海里面
？What kind of word or phrase will come into your mind？
也许是礼物
，Perhaps it's gifts。
也许是平安
，maybe peace。
我想，如果我要把圣诞的意义用一个字来总结的话，我会选择盼望。
But if I have to choose one word to describe Christmas, I will choose hope.
为什么我们需要有盼望
？Why do we need hope？
我们需要盼望的原因，就是因为我们现在不喜欢自己的日子。
The reason why we hope is because we do not like the days we are in.
如果我们喜欢我们现在过的生活的话，我们不必要有盼望。
If you like the way you're living, you do not need to hope for anything better.
我们很自然就会想，到底上帝为什么把我们放在我们这样的情况里面
？So the natural question becomes, why did God put us into this situation?
今天我们读的这段经文是圣经里面给我们的答案。
The scriptures that we read today actually is an answer from God towards this question.
我们一起先做一个祷告。
Let's first pray.
我们的天父，我们求主你带领我们。
Our Father who loves us, please guide us.
把你的话语活活地显在我们的心里面。
Make your words alive in us.
让我们明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
也认识我们的上帝。
And to know you better.
奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in our name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我第一次来到这个教会是十年前
I first arrived at this church over 10 years ago.
来这里参加一个朋友的婚礼
I came to attend the wedding of a friend.
在礼拜六的婚礼还没举行之前礼拜四礼拜五我们就先到波士顿看看这里的地方
The wedding was taking place on a Saturday, but we arrived on Thursday. We want to take a tour of Boston.
有个中午我们就跑到这个中国城里面享受很好的点心。
During one of the afternoons, we went to Chinatown to enjoy the dim sum.
在波士顿里面走走看看之后呢，就准备回到旅馆去。
And after we toured the city of Boston for a while, we returned to our hotel.
没想到走这个93号公路往北开的时候发现这个堵塞的非常厉害。
But when we were driving along Highway 93, there was a tremendous traffic jam.
心里面非常的懊恼，因为呢，在以前我住的城里面很少这种的堵塞。
I was very upset because of the town where we're from, we hardly have any traffic jams.
心里面这种的不满还没有这个完全表达之前。
Even before I had an opportunity to show my displeasure,
就发现我在开的那个 lane 那条线里面，就带我去飞机场，而不是走93号公路。
I realized that I was in the wrong lane, that it will take me to the airport rather than going north.
根本没有机会让我左转，转到另外一条线。
And there was no opportunity to change lanes.
我说惨了这回。
I said, oops.
那进去这个飞机场的这个隧道里面，车子非常的多。
I was forced into the tunnel leading to the airport, and there were a lot of cars around me.
比93号公路还要堵塞。
It was worse than on the Highway 93.
进了不久，忽然之间就听到有响声。
And then I heard a noise.
是救火车的声音响起来。
It was a fire engine bearing down on us.
那本来是两条线的，大家就挤在这右面的一条线里面。
Of course, then two lanes have to squeeze into one to let the fire engine pass.
那走得更慢。
So we were crawling.
那然后呢，那个救火车一直在响，在隧道里面那种的这个回应的声音，实在受不了。
It was really terrible because the reverberation of the sound of the fire engine in the tunnel.
我太太跟我说，以后再不来波士顿。
So my wife told me we're never going to return to Boston.
有些时候真的做一个错误的选择，我们就去了一个我们不想去的地方。
One simple error, a little choice, and leads you to a place you did not want to go. Perhaps you've had similar experience.
有时我在想, 假如我高中毕业的时候没有想到来美国读书,
Sometimes I wonder, after I graduated from high school, if I did not come to the United States for education, what would have happened to me?
我在想可能我
Perhaps I would never know my wife.
那我有时候也会想, 假如我娶的太太跟现在的不一样, 会有什么的结果?
And sometimes I imagine what would have happened if I married someone else.
我回家已经被挨骂了啊。
I hope Anna's not here.
但是有时候我会想, 假如我的爸爸 做一个选择，结果没有跟我的妈妈结婚，会怎么样？
And I think along those lines, what if my father did not marry my mother?
蔡锦慧这个人就不再存在。
Then I will not exist.
有时候真的想，一个不同的选择带来的结果是影响非常非常的大。
So simple, a simple choice can make a tremendous difference.
圣经里面创世纪就讲到上帝创造这个宇宙万物。
And in the book of Genesis, we see how God created the heavens and the earth.
上帝每一个创造, 他都说这个是好的。
And for everything that he created, he saw it and he said it was good.
所以那个是伊甸园的世界, 美满美好的世界。
So we can imagine that the paradise in Eden is beautiful.
亚当跟夏娃住在里面。
And that's the abode for Adam and Eve.
我想对他们来说, 盼望这个字,
Perhaps the word hope does not exist in their vocabulary. Because they are living in the best place. They're leading the best life one can have.
还需要什么呢?
There's no need for anything. So there is no need for hope.
可是到了圣经的第三章,
But when we come to the third chapter,
圣经就告诉我们说,
we see
第一节, 蛇就对女人说, 神岂真的说, 不许你们吃院里面所有的果子吗?
The serpent said to the woman, Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
这条蛇就是撒旦的一个化身。
We understand now that the serpent is really Satan in disguise. He raised a question to Eve.
神真的这样说吗?
Did God really say?
神跟亚当夏娃本来就说这个院里面所有的你们都可以吃。
God said very clearly to Adam and Eve, you can eat of all the trees.
唯有其中的一棵树你们不可以吃。
Except one.
你们吃的那个时候一定会死。
When you eat the fruit that day, you will die.
蛇就说, 真的这样吗?
And the serpent said, Did God really say that?
Well, 夏娃她听得很清楚上帝的话。
Eve did hear what God said.
所以第二节第三节, 那个夏娃就说, 院中树上的果子, 我们可以吃, 唯有当中的那棵树的果子, 神曾经这样说, 你们不可以吃, 也不可以摸,
Eve said to the serpent, We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.
蛇就说,
but the serpent responded, You will not surely die.
把上帝的话打了一个结扣,
so he gave a discount to the word of God.
他继续地讲,
And the serpent continued,
因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了,你们并如神一样能够知道善恶。
For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
不单只对上帝的话打了一个结扣,
Not only did the serpent discounted the word of God,
而且把上帝的动机, 把上帝的品格也打了一个很大的结扣。
He discounted the motive of God and the character of God.
他因为怕你们像他一样。
He's insinuating that God did not want Adam and Eve to be like God.
圣经就这样记载下去。
And the Bible continues.
于是女人看见那个树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，而且呢是可喜爱的，使人有智慧。于是呢就摘下果子吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eye, desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, and he ate it.
一个选择。
It was a choice.
一个背叛的选择。
A choice for rebellion.
这个背叛的选择就把亚当夏娃就带到另外一条路去了。
And because of this, they went on a different path.
不单只他们到了一个另外一个世界，也把人类放在一个黑暗的世界里面。
Not only were they driven out of the garden, they brought the world into a dark world.
因为上帝说，你们吃的那一天，你们一定会死。
Because God Himself said, when you eat of it, you will die.
我们可以想象有一个图画。
You can think of this picture.
伊甸园是非常的美丽漂亮。
Perhaps on the one side you see the beautiful Garden of Eden.
就当亚当夏娃做了那个背叛的选择之后。
But when Adam and Eve made a choice of rebellion.
忽然就黑云就遮盖。
The dark clouds gathered above them.
看也看不清楚。
You can no longer see clearly.
如果我们是在晚上聚会的话，
If we were gathering at night,
我可能就会请上面负责的就把灯慢慢的按下来。
Perhaps for dramatic effect, I will ask my helpers to dim the lights.
就是一个选择，我们的周围都改变了。
Because of that one choice, our surroundings changed.
不单是死亡临到这个世界，咒诅也同样的临到这个世界。
Death and curses came upon this world.
我们先看十七节到十九节，上帝对亚当的咒诅。
From verse 17 to 19, we see the curse of God on Adam.
他说：“你既然听你妻子的话，吃了我吩咐你不可以吃那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅。”
To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree above which I commanded you not to eat, cursed then is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life.
你必终身的劳苦，然后才能够从地里面得吃的。
You have to toil on the earth in order to eat of the produce.
我们做男生的，如果你觉得有些时候工作非常的困难，疲累。
For those of us who have to work very hard, and you are male,
我告诉大家，就是因为亚当的缘故。
You can blame Adam.
姐妹们，如果你们有工作觉得困难的话，那我不知道应该怪谁了。
I do not know how to answer the same question for our sisters.
就发现许多人在工作里面，有超过一半的人不喜欢他们的工作。
Survey tells us over 50% of us do not like the work we are in.
大人是这样，小孩子也是这样。
This does not only apply to adults, it also applies to children.
有一次一个妈妈早上七点半的时候就跑到儿子的房间里面。
A mother during 7:30 in the morning came into the room of her son.
他都对他的儿子说 John, 要起来了。
John, it's time to get up.
John 就说为什么我要起来
?John says, why do I have to get up?
要到学校去了。
Time to go to school.
John 就说再给我五分钟。
John says, give me another 5 minutes.
过了五分钟那个妈妈又跑进来。
5 minutes later, the mother came in again.
John, 你快起来了不然的话你会迟到。
John, get up quickly or you'll be late.
妈妈，我实在不想回学校。
And he said, Mother, I don't want to go to school.
再给我5分钟吧。
Give me 5 more minutes.
这个妈妈又让孩子再睡了5分钟。
So the mother gave him another 5 minutes.
然后过了5分钟就再跑进来, 她说, John, 你一定要起来了。
And then she came in again and said, You now have to really get up.
她说妈妈,你请你给我3个好的原因, 为什么我要起来?
Said, Mom, give me 3 reasons why I have to get up.
因为妈妈说我只给你一个。
And Mom says, I'll just give you one.
因为你是学校的校长。 The principal of the school.
Because you are the principal of the school.
是的,小孩子不愿意回学校,我们大人也不喜欢回去工作。
So you see, children don't want to go to school as well as adults.
这个咒诅也临到这个夏娃。
The curse also came upon Eve.
圣经就告诉我们说,这个第16节, 上帝又对女人说,我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚。
In verse 16, it says, To the woman, he said, I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing.
你生产的儿女也必受苦楚。
With pain, you will give birth to children.
所以姐妹们,你们要生小孩那么辛苦,就是夏娃的缘故。
So sisters, the pain that you have to bear with childbearing is due to Eve.
女的可以选择去上班,但是男的不可以选择生小孩。
For the women, they have a choice to go to work, but for us guys, we cannot choose to give birth.
所以我们为此应该感谢上帝。
We have to thank God for that.
不但只这样, 上帝说, 你不恋慕, 你的丈夫, 你的丈夫必管辖你。
But God also said, Your desire will be for your husband, but he will rule over you.
所以做太太的, 如果你有一个非常霸道的丈夫, 你知道为什么?
So if you have a demanding husband, you know why.
先生们, 如果你有一个霸道的太太, 我不知道为什么。
I do not know why you have a demanding wife.
可能有一些太太比上帝更厉害。
Perhaps some wives are more demanding than God.
所以咒诅临到地,咒诅临到亚当,咒诅也临到夏娃。
So the curses came upon the earth, to Adam, to Eve, and the serpent.
但是第三章没有停在那个地方。
But you see, chapter 3 does not end with curses.
在这个非常黑暗的这个世界里面,
In this dark world,
忽然之间就看到有一处的光辉,
suddenly you see a glimmer of light.
在第14节到15节, 上帝就对蛇这样的说,
Because in verse 14 and 15, God said to the serpent,
你既然做了这事, 就必受咒诅比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。
Cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals.
到了第15节, 我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇, 你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇, 女人的后裔要伤你的头, 你要伤她的脚跟。
I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
特别在第15节就讲到以后这个撒旦的后裔要跟女人的后裔彼此为仇。
It tells of the future when the offspring of the serpent and the offspring of Eve will be enemies.
撒旦要伤 这个女人后裔的脚跟,
Satan will hurt the heel of Eve's descendant.
这件事情在2000年前就发生了。And
that occurred over 2,000 years ago.
当主耶稣来, 他来是要为我们钉在十字架上面舍命。
When our Lord Jesus Christ came to die for us on the cross.
当时候黑暗的势力大概以为他们把上帝的儿子钉死了。
At that moment, the power of darkness thought they have crucified the Son of God.
可是圣经说,
but the scriptures foretold that the Son of the woman will crush Satan's head. Because our Lord Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later.
他完完全全的胜过死亡。
And claim victory over death.
这个是圣经里面第一次应许到主耶稣的来临。
This is the first promise of our Lord in the Bible.
到女人的后裔。
Especially talking about the offspring of Eve.
到了以赛亚书的时候，以赛亚说，必有一童女怀孕生子，你要给她取名叫以马内利。
And in the book of Isaiah, it says, Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel.
就是上帝与人同在的意思。
And that is God is with us.
这个是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope.
而且主耶稣以后还要再来。
And we know our Lord Jesus will come again.
要把我们带到新天新地的地方去。
To bring us into a new heaven and a new earth.
我们因着主耶稣的缘故，就有这个的盼望。
Because of our Lord Jesus, we have this hope.
最后我讲一个故事。
I will conclude with a story.
在中东有这样的一个故事，就讲到有一个有钱的人，他住在 Baghdad 这个地方。
There's a legend about a story from the Middle East. A very rich merchant lived in the city of Baghdad.
他有一天就差他的仆人去市场里面买东西。
One day he sent his servants to the markets to purchase things.
没想到过了很短的时间，那个仆人就跑回家。
But only after a short time, the servant hurried home.
面是清白。
His face was ashen.
主人就问他说，到底什么事情发生？
So the master said, what happened?
他说，主人，你不知道。
Said, Master, you cannot imagine what happened.
我跑到那边的时候，我都看到有一个非常狰狞的一个面孔。
When I arrived at the market, I saw a terrible face.
我再看清楚，我认得他。
When I saw the face, I recognized it.
他的名字叫死亡。
It was death himself.
死亡在他的面孔里面，在瞪着他的眼睛的看着我。
Death was facing me with his eyes.
我吓得不敢再留在那个市场里面，我就跑回家。
I was so frightened, so I returned home right away.
他说，主人，你可不可以让我用你的马？我要今天漏夜就回到，就去另外一个城。
Said, Master, please lend me your horse so I can escape from here to go to another city.
主人说，你要去哪里？
And the master said, Where are you going?
他说，我要去 Samara.
He said, I want to go back to Samara.
主人就让他用他的马，就他就让他去了。
So the master lent his servant his horse.
主人后来就自己出去市场里面买东西。
Because the servant's gone, the master had to go shop himself.
跑到那里的时候，就看到有一个非常狰狞面孔的一个人。
When he arrived at the market, he also saw this person with a deadly face.
他也认出这个就是死亡。
He also recognized him as death himself.
那个主人就跑去跟他讲。
So the master went up to death.
他说，你今天早上怎么搞的？
Said, what happened this morning?
把我的仆人吓到他不可思议。
You scared the daylights out of my servant.
死亡就说没有啊。
And death said, I did not.
我只是有一点惊讶，今天在这里看到他。
I was just surprised to see him today.
因为我以为今天晚上我跟他约好在 Samara 那个地方见面。
Because my appointment with him was tonight at Samara.
就好像美国人常常说，有两件事情我们不可以逃避的。
In America, we have a saying: there are two things we cannot escape from.
我们不能够逃税。
Taxes.
跟我们死亡，我们一定要面对。
And death.
但是当我们面对死亡的时候，我们有两个选择。
But when we face death, we have a choice.
一个就是接受主耶稣，我们可以坦然无惧的再见我们的主耶稣，这个是一个盼望。
We can choose to accept our Lord Jesus so that when we face death, we have a hope that we will see our Lord Jesus.
我希望每一个人都有这种的选择。
How I wish all of us will choose for that.
那我们一起做一个祷告。
Let's close with a prayer.
我们的上帝，我们再次谢谢你。
Our Father who loves us, we thank you.
你把主耶稣差到世上来。
Because you have given us your own Son, our Lord Jesus.
带给我们永远的盼望。
To give us everlasting hope.
愿意在这里每一位都能够同样的有这个盼望。
May all of us here have the same hope.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.